I'm in it for the long run, the minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run, the hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run, the laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run, even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where I'm exploring my more than 60-year journey in the musical world, a journey with no end in sight. And we started out at the beginning in Boston and Massachusetts and Dedham, Massachusetts, where I grew up, and where I started listening to music on the radio and got introduced to bluegrass music, hillbilly music, rhythm and blues, gospel music, and jazz. And that was all through the radio. And then I started finding music on my own in a bookstore, of all places, in Boston, called the Book Clearing House. And they had folk music, and I started listening to people like Leadbelly and Big Bill Brunsey and the folk music of the Southern Appalachians. And it just one thing led to another. And I graduated from high school in 1956 and went off to college in Amherst College in Western Massachusetts. It was about 100 miles west of where I grew up, but I might have been on the moon because I didn't have cars in those days. It was us poor students. And there I was on my own, and I decided I better spend my time studying for the first year or so. I didn't do much in the way of music. And then I started was listening to the college radio station, WAMF, and there seemed to be some kind of hipsters over there, and I got to know some of them, and they were into modern jazz. So I exchanged my Hank Williams records for their Miles Davis records. Miles Davis there with Sonny Rollins and Horace Silver on keyboards, Percy Heath on bass, Kenny Clark on drums, but not for me. And you wouldn't have to be any kind of a modern jazz aficionado or any know too much about anything, and I certainly didn't, but I knew I was hearing some great musicians at the top of their form having a really good time. And that's something I've always responded to in music, and here I was again. And I'm going to listen to another Miles Davis thing here, and this is with Milt Jackson. Kenny Clark and Percy Heath were part of the original modern jazz quartet, as was Milt Jackson on the vibraphone, and his nickname was Bags. I don't know why they called him Bags. Maybe he had bags under his eyes, or maybe his bags were always packed. I don't know. At any rate, this is Miles Davis with Milt Jackson on Bags Groove.
Thank you.
Jag's Groove there with Miles Davis, Milt Jackson, Thelonious Monk on keyboards, Percy Heath on bass, Kenny Clark on drums, and swinging all the way. You know, when I listened to this again, since 55 years ago, I first listened to this music, and what I still get out of it is phrasing and timing. And that's something that is so crucial to music and has been so beneficial to me in my own life. So that's what I'm still hearing from these records. And I also have to mention, as you know, I've spent a lot of my life in music, either recording music or producing records. And the engineer on these Miles Davis tracks we just heard was a man named Rudy Van Gelder, and he worked for Prestige Records in New York. And these are wonderfully recorded records, and you just have to give him credit for capturing the energy and vitality of these musicians when they were at their height. So I have to mention old Rudy Van Gelder there. And I'm going to also mention Thelonious Monk especially, because many years later I had the great privilege of traveling with Monk when I was tour managing for the Newport Jazz Festivals. And what a remarkable person. And we want to listen now to one of his great compositions, one of the great jazz ballads. He's doing this with Jerry Mulligan, Round Midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Mulligan there with Thelonious Monk, exploring Monk's wonderful, wonderful ballad, Round Midnight. So you might wonder what you're listening to. I presume you know you're listening to Royalton Community Radio. My name is Jim Rooney. The name of the program is In It for the Long Run, and I'm trying to cover more than 60 years of my musical life. And today I'm focusing on my time at Amherst College back in the 50s and the music I was listening to there, exposed to by my friends at the college radio station, WAMF, was modern jazz. And at this could be called, there are lots of golden ages in music, I know, but this time for me in the jazz world, I think I was very lucky to be introduced to it at this time. And Miles Davis was certainly one of the major, major figures. And in 1959, he came out with this record, Kind of Blue. And it had, in addition to himself, Cannonball Adderley and Wynton Kelly on piano and John Coltrane, a great, great group. And this is one of the tracks from that record. So What? So What, Miles Davis. I'll tell you what, it's one of the most seminal albums of that time, and just great playing John Coltrane and Cannonball Adderley, Wynton Kelly. I mean, and a couple of years ago, I was went up to Montreal, and Buster Williams, the drummer on that session, is in his mid-80s, and he was still rocking. And I went up to him afterwards. I said, where do you live? He says, I live in Harlem. And I said, where do you play? He said, I play a couple of clubs in New York. He said, I said, who do you play with? He says, anyone I want to. He wasn't bragging. He was just saying something that was true. So this is this music I was into at the time. And it's not music I could play. You know, I could appreciate it, but it wasn't something I could play. I was still playing my guitar with the three chords or four chords and whatnot. But my life was just about to take a change here at Amherst College. I met a kid who was a year behind me named Bill Keith. And Bill was learning how to play the five-string banjo. He had a Pete Seeger model, a long-neck banjo, and he had Pete Seeger's banjo instruction book, and it got to the last couple of pages, which were all about Earl Scruggs. And Bill was showing me this stuff that he was just learning, and I said, well, I know some of that stuff. This band called the Lilly Brothers and this banjo player, Don Stover, I used to hear them in Boston a few years ago. And so one thing led to another. And you might remember that Everett Lilly had played with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs before he came up to Boston. And listen to this.
It was long, long ago in the moonlight, we were sitting on the banks of a stream, when you whispered so sweetly, I love you, as the waters murmured a tune. Oh, they tell me you love like flowers in the springtime blossom so fast, in the fall when it withers away, dear, and they tell me I remember the night, little darling, we were talking of days gone by, when you told me you always would love me, that your love for me would never die. Oh, they tell me your love is like flowers in the springtime blossom so fair, in the fall when it weathers away, dear, and they tell it was spring when you whispered these words, dear. The flowers were all blooming so fair. But today, as the snow falls around us, I can see that your love is not there. Oh, they tell me your love is like a flower in the springtime blossom so fair. In the fall when it withers away, dear, and they tell me that's the way of your love.
Oh, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs there with They Tell Me Your Love Is Like a Flower, written by none other than B. Lilly, and I had heard the Lilly Brothers do that song many times at the Hillbilly Ranch. And so here I was meeting Bill Keith, who was just learning how to play this music, and he was going right to the master on the instrument, Earl Scruggs. Scruggs there with Earl's Breakdown, and unmistakable sound of Everett Lilly on the mandolin there. He played with Lester and Earl before he came up to Boston. And so I was joining Bill Keith here on another journey, kind of resuming a journey I'd started quite a while earlier. But all of a sudden, I was starting to think about bluegrass music because it now did have a name. Alan Lomax and Mike Seeger and different people had started calling it bluegrass, so that's what it was, after Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys, of course. And Bill and I started getting together on a very regular basis, neglecting our studies probably, and getting into this music. And Bill was able to pick up the WWVA Wheeling Jamboree late at night, and he heard a band there, Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys, and heard that they were going to be playing in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. So we decided to drive over there from Amherst. Bill did have a car, I didn't. And we caught the great Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys over in Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Love 'em and leave 'em, kiss 'em and grieve 'em. That used to be my motto so high. Till my Sophrony left me so lonely, and now there's a teardrop in mine.
Cross a pony from Kentucky, she's found another man. I can't even kiss her, can't even hold her hand. The moon we used to love beneath is still up in the sky. So now I'm just a hot shot with a teardrop in my eye.
Love 'em and leave 'em, kiss 'em and grieve 'em. That used to be my motto so high. Till my Sophrony left me so lonely, and now there's a teardrop in my eye.
Blows his bugle, I'll be a loving that sweet girl. She means more to me than the whole wide world. I used to be a killer with the women me oh my, but now I'm just a hot shot with a teardrop in my eye.
Love 'em and leave 'em, kiss 'em and grieve 'em. That used to be my motto so high. Till my Sophrony left me so lonely, and now there's a teardrop in my eye.
I used to slay the pretty girls from Maine to Alabama. I loved them very much at first, and I let them down. I've seen so many pretty eyes and filled with bitter tears. Find them and forget them, but now I have my fear.
Love 'em and leave 'em, kiss 'em and grieve 'em. That used to be my motto so high. Till my Sophrony left me so lonely, and now there's a teardrop in my eye.
Oh yeah, Jimmy Martin. Let's have another one. Ocean of Diamonds.
Some people drink champagne out under the stars, while others drink wine leaning over a bar. But all that I need, dear, to make me feel fine, is to know that your love will forever be mine. I'd give a ocean wine. So if you refuse me, my poor heart will pine. I'll be so lonely till the day that I die. And as long as I live, dear, you'll still hear me cry. I give an ocean of diamonds, a world filled with just a few hours, hear you whisper softly that you love me too, would change all the dark clouds to the bluest of blues.
Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys there, Ocean of Diamonds. Now, this was music that I could sing and wanted to sing. And so Bill, Keith, and I, we just got into it. And when we were over in Pittsfield, we did hang around after the show and got to talk to Jimmy's banjo player, J.D. Crowe, who was very young and became very well known in years later. But it was Jimmy and Paul Williams, mandolin player, and J.D. Traveling in Jimmy's Cadillac. And they had driven, I believe, from Louisiana to get up there to Pittsfield. And J.D. did all the driving. He said, well, now I drive, and Jimmy either sleeps or he talks. And Jimmy did talk quite a bit, I believe. And at any rate, it was a glimpse into the bluegrass life as it really was. And Bill Keith was going to find out for himself in a year or two. Bill and I had decided that summer to take a trip down south, and we went to Bascom-Lamar Lunsford's Folk Festival in Asheville, North Carolina, and then to the Galax Fiddlers Convention in Galax, Virginia. And this trip was just a wonderful experience for both of us. We got to play night and day with all kinds of wonderful people. And in Galax, they love to clog. And there was a couple of guys there, George Pegram and Red Parham, and they would play till everybody, the people would clog out in the baseball field, the high school baseball field. This was really great times until the last clogger clogged. And here's a touch of Red and George. Just picture a baseball field full of people clogging and kicking up the dust. And this went on till about 2 a.m. And Red had a big belt buckle on. He asked to borrow my guitar and had a big belt buckle on and pretty much carved his initials in the back of my guitar. But I was honored. And finally, Keith and I extricated ourselves from the melee and headed to Washington, D.C. Bill was going to meet this fellow Tom Morgan and have him make him a banjo neck. And then on the way to Washington, just about an hour outside of Washington, we heard that there was this festival, Bluegrass Festival, in Watermelon Park near Winchester, Virginia. And we turned right around and went out there. And this was when I first heard Bill Monroe. And in this case, he was playing with Mack Wiseman and Don Reno, who had been part of his band in the late 40s. And talk about an electrifying experience.
I'm traveling down this lonesome road, oh, how I hate to go. The wind and storm are raging high, and it's awful cold. My mind is back to you, sweetheart, and I love you so. Now you've gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road. Remember, dear, not long ago, you said you'd be my own. I never thought you'd go away, leave me all alone. The kind of love you had for
But how you gonna let me here to travel this lonesome road?
I'm traveling down this lonesome road, oh, how I hate to go. The wind and storm are raging high, and it's awful cold. My mind drifts back to you, sweetheart, and I love you so.
Now you're gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road.
I know I searched 10,000 miles, oh, how I need you, dear.
Well, that's about all the time I have for this week, friends. As you can tell, this was just the end of an amazing journey for me and Bill Keith to hear Bill Monroe, Mack Wiseman, and Don Reno all together. And we'll be picking this story up next time. Until now, this is Jim. Until then, this is Jim Rooney. Thanks a million.